From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 10th day of May 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly after 5 p.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 79. Calm winds becoming south at 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, then showers likely and possibly thunderstorms after 10 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 58. There will be a 70% chance of precipitation tonight. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's happening in the local news. Our lead story is sad news from Prattsville, as Mike Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that longtime Prattsville Town Justice and former Greene County Legislature Clerk Donald Olson died on Thursday in a two-car head-on collision on Route 23, 3 miles east of Windham. The accident occurred at approximately 8:15 a.m., closing that section of Route 23 for more than 4 hours. Few details have been released by the Greene County Sheriff's Department. While no official confirmation is available, a black banner hung over the door of the Prattsville Firehouse in memory of Olson, who was a member for almost 25 years. That full story is in the Daily Mail. In Hudson, the Hudson City GOP has endorsed their candidates. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star, the City of Hudson Republican Committee has endorsed candidates in anticipation of the November election. Chairman George DeJesus announced the committee's support for the re-election of Mayor William H. Hallenbach Jr. and first-time candidates Vincent Conkra for Common Council President and Rachel Cappell for City Treasurer. DeJesus said the committee was extremely satisfied with Hallenbach's performance as mayor. He said, and I quote, he kept his promises, end quote. Conkra is the former Greenport building inspector and is a lifelong city resident. Cappell is employed by Columbia Green Community College in the Office of Records and Administration. The committee will announce additional endorsements at a later time. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail, the Village of Catskills Board of Trustees approved a resolution on Wednesday to make the village's two main parks mostly smoke-free. Signs will soon be posted designating nearly all of Dutchman's Landing as a tobacco-free zone. There will, however, be a 400-square-foot smoking section established near the boat launch. Elliott Park will be tobacco-free while youth sports events are underway. Six other Greene County municipalities have full or partial smoking bans in public parks, including Tannersville, Cairo, the town of Catskill, Greenville, Coxsackie, and Athens. A representative of the Rip Van Winkle Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties said 300 municipalities statewide have made their parks 100% tobacco-free. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. Well, it looks like we may be dodging showers for the weekend, but it won't be that bad. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today, mainly after 5 p.m., with a high near 79. More showers and thunderstorms tonight, with a low around 58. The chance of precipitation today is 30%. Saturday will be the day that showers will be more likely and a possibility of thunderstorms. It will be cloudy, but the temperatures will be as high as 74 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Saturday is 70%. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 50. On Mother's Day, Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 67 and a west wind at 8 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 59 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:38 a.m. and will set at 8:05 p.m. for a total of 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the Daily News and Weather Report from WGXC, your hands-on radio station, 90.7 FM. Today is the 10th day of May, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a nice day and a good weekend. And happy Mother's Day.